Welcome to Encounter, the show where we meet the world one person at a time. I'm your host, Captain Stewart. Let's get started. All right, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Lewis Hunter Roof, and I was born in Everton, Georgia, and was raised up in Atlanta.
How old are you?
I'm 69 years old.
Do I have your permission to record and share this video?
Yes.
All right. How would you physically describe yourself to the people who cannot see you right now?
I'm 6'2", weigh about 187 pounds.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Retired from what?
VA Medical Center as a medical supply tech.
Awesome. How long did you do that for?
Well, I worked at the VA for 12 years. I started out in the mail room, and then I went to distribution as a medical supply tech. I did that for about 5 years, and then I retired. I medical retired.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you a pretty broad question right now. Who are you and what's your story?
Who are me?
I said, who are you?
Oh.
What's your story?
Well, my story is that, like I said, I was raised up in Atlanta, and I got married at 19 years old to Diane Root, but she was Diane Harris then. And we went through some hard times between 1980, I would say 85, on up to, well, to for me, it's to 2000. And I made a decision to turn my life around in 2000, and I went to the VA for drug rehab, and so I got clean. Then in 2003, I divorced Diane, and I got hired at the VA full time. And from there on, I met my second wife, Loretta Huston, and we got married in 2004. And so pretty much back, after that, I just kept myself clean, and joined church, went to church, and I was an usher in church. And 2019, Loretta passed. So basically right now I'm on here, I'm by myself, and my health, well, I'm going to bag it up a little bit. 2006, I learned that I needed a transplant. So I got a liver transplant. And so I basically was trying to keep my health up. And so after she passed, the following year, my kidneys started going down, started failing. So I had to turn around and go on dialysis. So that's where I'm at today. So I'm just trying to stay, keep my health up and do my dialysis and stay safe.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. Talk to me about your upbringing as far as you can remember. How were you raised?
Okay. Like I said, my father passed when I was 5. And about a year after he passed, we left Everton and moved to Atlanta. So we lived in a place called Perry Home, my mother, with 5 children, 6 children. And so basically, she brought us up by herself. So I went to school, got my elementary school, went to high school, did everything I was supposed to do. So we didn't get much, and so we just appreciated that we got what we got. So while my mother was working two jobs, one job, and we had to, you know, do everything around the house. And by the time I got to high school, she went to night school and got her diploma. So me and her graduated the same night from high school. But, you know, we didn't get in no trouble, nothing like that, you know. So it was kind of hard. It was a hard life, rough life back then in those days, you know. It's a lot was going on.
What are some of the things that made it rough back then compared to today, 2021 versus back then?
Back then, you know, we, you know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of stuff was going on. A lot of kids, a couple of kids in the neighborhood where I was raised up at, they found them dead in the woods, and one of them was hung. So we never did go off by ourselves, you know, because of what was going on in the world back then with the Klansmen and all the other stuff. You know, so it was kind of hard. So when the street lights came on, we had to be in the house. That was just the bottom line to it, you know. But we stayed in the neighborhood and, you know, played with each other until the street lights came on. We had to get in the house by then.
And what years were this?
Let's see. I'm saying, but around in the...
Like, you can say 60s, 70s, 80s.
It was in this... late, in the 60s. I put it that way. It's in the 60s. Yeah.
Okay. Just to go back a little bit, you told me that you overcame an addiction. Congrats on that. What drug was that?
Cocaine. Cocaine and alcohol.
Was that real popular back in the days?
Yeah, that was called crack cocaine. So it was popular back then, you know, so. Some kind of way, we got hooked on it, and it was kind of hard getting off of it because I spent about 10 years trying to come off of that stuff, you know. So finally, I kicked it when I went to the VA. Yeah, I just made my mind up in my heart that I really wanted to, you know, stop doing this stuff, and I made it through it, and I hadn't turned around yet.
Congratulations. Tell me one thing that people often misunderstand about you.
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Okay.
No.
All right. What is your definition of success?
Definition of success. I would say set myself a goal and completing that goal. You know, that's a success for me. Just like I had a goal that I want to get back in the working world and do good at what I was doing. And I succeeded that, you know, so I did that. And that's a success for me.
Okay, so the next question, I think you just answered it, but based off your definition, are you successful?
Yes.
Okay. Are you? I know you talked about your previous marriages. You said you're not married right now, correct?
Correct.
Do you want to be married again?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Well, at this stage, and you know, with my health, I feel that I don't need to be in no relationship right now. You know, especially with my health, with going through this dialysis. You know, so.
Okay. Describe your perfect mate.
Perfect mate. That's a good one. Someone that we can relate to each other, and they know how to cook, and just basically that we can relate to each other. You know, a lot of times people can't relate to each other. So, I felt that I met that mate when I met Loretta. You know, 'cause we we just about like to do the same things, and we can relate to each other, you know. So, and that was good.
Now, you said somebody that can cook. What's your favorite thing to eat? Like, what must they be able to cook, like, to pass that test to be your perfect mate?
Just know how to cook, period. Well, cause see, back now, my diet, I had to change my diet all the way around. So just basically, they know how to cook, period. Now, a lot of women don't know how to cook stuff. So, you know, vegetables and, you know, the meat.
Okay. What are you most proud of?
I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of all three of them.
How so?
They got education, they got good jobs, and they raised their children real good. And I'm proud of my whole family, children, the grandchildren and the great grandchildren. You know, that's the way they bring y'all up. You know, I'm so proud of that.
All right. You said you had children. How many children did you say you had?
Three.
Three children. Okay. What is your biggest fear?
Right now, the biggest fear is COVID. This COVID disease. This is my biggest fear right now.
How so? Why do you fear it?
Well, you know, you got to wear the mask all the time, and just can't hold it. And I used to like to go to ball games and stuff. Now I'm afraid of going in there because people not wearing their masks, and I just don't want to be around a whole bunch of crowd. You know, because with my health, I got a lot of issues going on with me, and so that's why I just stay by myself now, keep myself safe.
Okay. What have you accomplished since high school?
I accomplished that. I joined the United States Air Force. I did spend 8 years in there. And I bought me a house in my lifetime. And that's one goal that I would want in my life, was to get a house and have a nice car. So that's what I accomplished for myself now.
Okay, you said a nice car. What's your car? What car do you like? What car puts the biggest smile on your face? I know you said you accomplished getting a nice car.
Them Kias. I like them Kias.
Okay. Yeah. which one specifically, or is it all of them?
The Sorento and the Sportage.
Okay. What would your perfect day look like?
A perfect day? Around about 75 degrees. That one's not too hot. That's a perfect day for me.
Just the weather? Nothing else?
The weather?
You doing anything or seeing anyone or?
Not necessarily seeing anybody. Go out to eat, something like that. You know, go to a ball game. That'll be a perfect day.
Okay, you mentioned the weather. Do you stay outside a lot? Or are you an outdoorsy person?
Well, if it's not too hot or not too cold, I will, you know, go outside. But if it get too hot, I don't like to go outside.
Okay. What are you really good at?
That's a good one. Well, I used to be pretty good at basketball, but now I'm not pretty good at that. Really. I can't think of that. Playing cards. That's about it.
I know you got some skills. You're probably downplaying it, but you said playing cards. So what card games do you play?
Big Whiz and Tunk.
Tunk. I haven't heard people say Tunk in a long time. A lot of people don't know what Tunk is.
Okay, I play it on the computer.
What kind of game is Tunk? Is that a Southern game or?
It might be a Southern game. I don't know. I never thought about it.
Okay. Define love like a soulmate. And what does being in love mean to you?
I had to think on that. I had to bypass that question.
Okay. Have you ever lost a close friend? And if so, how did it make you feel? And what happened?
A close friend? I really hadn't lost, because the close friend I had, they still alive. I hadn't lost a close friend. I lost some associates, but for as close friends, I hadn't lost near one of them yet.
Okay. A genie gives you 3 wishes, and you can't wish for more wishes. What are your 3 wishes?
I wish my health was much better than what it is. Being on dialysis is one. So, what else? I wish that this COVID can clear the world right now. And I wish for our family can get back together the way we used to for holidays, to get together, That's about it.
How does your family used to get together for holidays versus now? Like, what's the difference?
Oh, it's a lot different. We used to, like every holiday, we would get together at each one of them house. We all had a holiday that we got together, and that's what we did every year. So right now, we don't even hardly see each other. Half of them don't want to get vaccinated, and if they don't get vaccinated, I'm not gonna hardly go around. So right now, we just be to ourselves. It's been a while, a couple of years since we had a family get together. They have family reunion. Can't do that anymore.
Okay, sorry to hear that. When was the last time you cried, and why?
Last time I cried when Loretta passed away, and that was really hard. I mean, it was hard. She had stage 4 lung cancer, and I took care of her. And that the day she passed, I went to turn her, and when I turned her, and she passed in my arms, and that was truly hard. I mean, it just tore me up.
Okay. What makes you the happiest?
Make me the happiest? Just waking up in the morning. That makes me happy. That I'm gonna see another day. And when I talk to, we be on those video with y'all, that made me happy, because I'm seeing and talking and hearing y'all voices and stuff.
Okay. What is your biggest regret?
Picking up them drugs. I mean, I can't change it because it's done, but I regret doing it because I missed out on a whole lot. I missed out a lot of things that my children were doing when they was growing up, because my mind wasn't on that. My mind was just on getting no drugs, and I regret that. So it's like now I'm just trying to catch up, seeing them now, and they see me as I supposed to be now,
So we had the question earlier about love. I know we skipped over that question, but I'm gonna go to a similar question. How do you personally define beauty? Like, what's, in the same realm of love, how do you deem someone beautiful?
I don't look at a person being beautiful as they look. It's what they, what's on the inside of them, their heart, you know, and how they present stuff to me. You know, that's beautiful to me, not just the way they look.
Okay. If you found out today was your last day on earth, what would you do?
What would I do? I don't know. I can't. I really can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would cry or what. I don't know.
All right. I'm going to flip that question then. Is there, if you found out today was your last day on earth, would it be something that you would want people to do to or for you?
Just make me comfortable. That's about it.
And what would make you comfortable? How would people make you comfortable?
I don't know. Just be with me if this is my last day. Just be with me, you know. That would make me be much comfortable. They just be with me. I don't want to be by myself.
All right. And if you could give advice to the people watching and listening to this video, what would you tell them?
Have faith in God and trust in God.
All right. That concludes our video. It was a pleasure meeting you. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you leave?
I love everybody. And just stay safe and wear your mask.
I appreciate you for allowing us to know the real you and for this encounter. Thanks again.
All righty.